A gold mine of lost or unclaimed superannuation now exceeds almost $21 billion, according to fresh data out today from the Australian Taxation Office. Under new laws, the ATO is to reunite Australians with missing parts of their retirement nest eggs that have become dormant thanks to job changes, moving home, or simply changing an email address. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been looking at the potential super bonanza and joins me now. Peter, this sounds like a lot of money. Could it be life-changing for some Australians?
Well, Sam, normally people might worry about getting a call from the ATO, especially given the risk of getting an audit, but this time it's potentially good news. Last year alone, more than $4.4 billion was recovered from around 540,000 super funds, which now have to report inactive accounts. So far, $1.2 billion has been paid back into super accounts, and $161 million directly into bank accounts. ATO Assistant Commissioner Graham White has been delivering some life-changing news for some Australians, and he told me that lost super has become a big problem for some pretty simple reasons.
Imagine you move house, you don't update the addresses. If you ever moved, changed your email address, well, that's like moving house. These sort of things where you do become disconnected from your super.
And until now, it's been difficult for people to keep track of what may be several superannuation accounts.
Now it's relatively easy, because you can just go onto our online services and you can see it there.
And this can add up to a lot of money for some people.
For example, one lady who is 68, we've been able to reunite her with $1.5 million. Just the other day, we were speaking to a person who, believe it or not, $119,000 landed in their bank account. They were over 65, so they could access their super, and they had just forgotten about it. And I think it was a very nice surprise for them at that time in their life.
We're in the midst of a pretty bad bushfire season at the moment that's probably going to be getting worse, but you've been able to reunite a woman with a lot of lost superannuation money, and she'd lost her house in recent bushfires.
Yes, it was. It was a sad case where someone had lost their house. We had been trying to find them for a while, as we do, but they had re-engaged with the ATO through their accountant, and we were able to tell them that they had $600,000 in unclaimed superannuation there. And because they were over 65, we were able to get it to them.
And what sort of occupations are at the most risk of not knowing how much superannuation they might have out there that's missing or lost?
If you're male, truck drivers aged between 31 and 60 years, residing in Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales and Victoria, are more likely than any other male to have a multiple account. And when it comes to females, it's teachers, infant, primary and high school teachers residing in Queensland.
The ATO's Assistant Commissioner Graham White with the ABC's Peter Ryan.